דף ח"ד עמוד א', ויראה סתקה שמסתירן רב יהודה. רב יהודה סד, הפרסן סז, אני כהן וחברי כהן, ממון לאכילי בתרומה. מצאת החכמים סייד, החכמים סייד, הפרסן סז, אני כהן וחברי כהן, נמון לאכילי בתרומה. And רב יהודה said, אף איני נמון לאכילי בתרומה. רב יהודה אותו נדחות, is not נמון to be מאכל someone בתרומה, and פושט because it's חשינה לגמלן. But he's saying it because the other one is saying for him also that he's a kohen. So Rabbi Yehuda is chayish l'gaimlin. And then the Gemara asked the Kasha, he had learned, ach amorim shenichnesu le'ir, v'oma echad mehem shali chodosh v'shal chaveri yoshem, shali eini mesukin v'shal chaveri mesukin, ein einemo. That means we have two chamorim, and we're speaking of both of them are amaratim. We are speaking about Demai, and one of the Chamorim says that my Tfuah is inferior, my Tfuah is Chodosh, my Tfuah is Einei Mesukin, it's not for sale, but my Chavos Tfuah, that's good Tfuah, that's Mesukin, that's Yoshon. So Rabbi Yehuda says we believe him. So the Gemara had asked the Kasha, so here by Trume, Rabbi Yehuda is Chayish L'Gaimlin. By Demai, Rabbi Yehuda is not Chayish L'Gaimlin. So Abaye, Tzeret Teretz, B'Demai Hikilu. That by Demai they were Mekel, Roiv Amei Ho'oretz Ma'aschanem. So Memele, the Shaila is a very small Shaila. Meikar Adin, we could rely on Roiv. So the Birur that Chazal wa Matzrech by Dmai is a small Birur, so we have a Shtikoloi Chochem. That he's telling the truth. Shali Mesukin, Shali Einei Mesukin, Chaveri Mesukin. So Memele, we rely on this Birur, we're not Chayish Lagaimla. Let us see the bottom Tosfos. Abaye oma lo ilum lo teipuch, b'dmai hikilu. Why were they makel by dmai? Because roiv amei ho'oretz ma'aschene. Hoda oma rabaye bepeg b'mem adlikin. The Gemara b'mem adlikin is mo'irer Behechon Tzibonu, by Ner Chanukah, how can you make a brocha shekitshonu b'mitzvayso b'tzibonu? Where do we have such a tzivui? So the Gemara says, from Leisoso, you have to listen to the Chachomim. So it comes out that a mitzvah d'rabbonon, you also make a birchas ha-mitzvahs. You can say shekitshonu b'mitzvayso b'tzibonu. So the Gemara asks Akash, if on a mitzvah derabonon you make a broche, why by dmai, when a person is mafrish dmai, he doesn't make a broche? The Gemara brings a raya, because an orum could be mafrish dmai, an orum can't make a broche. So on this kasha, there's a teretz of Abaye and a teretz of Rove. Abaye says, Sofik divreihem loy boi broche. Since the whole chiyuv hafroshe is because we have a sofik, maybe the amoretz was not mafrish maisa. So it's only a takone mikoyach sofik. So therefore, on such a takone, we don't make a broche. Rova omar, roiv amei ho'oretz ma'asrenem. Rova says, it's not samozoya takon ala sofik. Zoi va mei oretz maslim, so the whole chiv is only a chumre ba'alme. It would seem that Abaye did not say rov is teret, so Abaye holds that the mai is taka sofik. Not it's a chumre ba'alme, it's a sofik. And here, Abaye seems to say, like Rove, Roiva Mayoritz Maskemem, and that's why Rav Yudah was not Chayish Lagoimle. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, V'chein Beperik Afopi, Mishani Abaye, Vadai Divreim Osu Chizik. Sofik Divreim Loi Osu Chizik. Abaye says, by Dmai, which is a Sofik Divreim, Loi Osu Chizik. Rova Oma Bidmai Kilu, because Reva Ma Oretz Maasreme. So it would seem from these two Gemores that Abaye holds that Mai is a Sofik Ashoko, it's not a Chumre Balme. And here Abaye says, Reva Ma Oretz Maasreme. Loi mishum de les lay Abaye de Rove. So Toshu says, no, that's not pshat. Not that Abaye doesn't hold of Rove. He doesn't hold the yisod of Roiv Amei Haoretz Masrem. De hoche is lay. Boi de bishili ameivi dayik mi masnisen de Roiv Amei Haoretz Masrem. The Gemara brings a raya from a Mishnah. So it has to be like that. Ela de islay la baye de chol sovik divreim afal gav de leko roiv loy boi broche. That means Abaye is saying what he holds. Not the reason is you don't make a broche because it's only a chumre baume. A broche that is niskan ala sovik, you also don't make a broche. So that's why Abaye said his opinion. Sovik divreim loy boi broche. And that means even if the Mai would be a Sofik, he also wouldn't make a broche. Afal gav, the leker roiv is also loy boi broche. So memele, the gam loy also chizik. And also, since it's only a Sofik, that's why loy also chizik. Umiyu, Bepere kame de Shabbos, ahide lo yoichel zov porush im zov am horetz. A zov who is a porush should not eat with a zov am horetz. Meforesh Abaye shema yachilenu dvorim she'enom misukon. Both of them are tmeim, but he might be machelim demai dvorim she'enom misukonim, so therefore he shouldn't eat with him. And Rove says he's allowed to eat with him because Roiv Amoretz Maasremei. V'loi somech ha-Roiv Amoretz Maasremei. And here I'm saying that Abai also holds Roiv Amoretz Maasremei. K'dekom ha-Rove ha-Hosom. So, it so seems the whole shtick Torah that Teisvus had said, L'chayre is upgefragt from that Gemara. There you have a machloikis. If a Zov Porush is permitted to eat with a Zov Amoretz, Rava says there's no Shaila because you don't have to be Chai Yishem Yachilen or Dvorim Sheni Misukonim since the whole Dmai is only a Chum Rebaume Reiv Amoretz Masreme. And Abaye says you do have to be Chai. So it seems Abaye does not hold the Svor of Reiv Amoretz Masreme. So Taisu says, no, that's not pshat. He zich holds the svar of Reva Moritz Masrim. Aba svir lei de lahim milse machmirim veloi samchinin arube. Legabi this haloche, even though there's a roiv, we don't rely on roiv. So you'll tell me it's a big doichik. That means the mandu shechebe. You see the machloikas abaye verove. Rove says you're allowed to eat because Reva Amoretz Masrim. And now you tell me Abaye holds, even though Reva Amoretz Masrim, they were machma. You don't rely on Reva Lagabi the Shaila. So Taisha says, I'll prove it to you. V'chein Rove b'seif ha-nizokim, gabi mashelas isha nofe, b'loi boi le mismach ha-roiv amei ha-rotzeis, the ma'asrim linyin l'sayi day oivere yaveira denira loy linyin zeh lahachmer. Then the Shaila is speaking about if one is permitted to lend a keli to an amoretz. So the Gemara says you're allowed to lend a keli, but you're not allowed to physically help them be mevashel or be toichen demai. Because v'chayish, maybe it's you're being messiah oivre yaveira. So Rove Gufil, who says that Rove Amoretz Masrim, but we see Legabi the Shaila of Lesaye de Oivre Aveire, he didn't rely on Rove. So it could be that Pshat Abaye also, Abaye holds by the Loch of Layechos of Porushim of Amoretz, he also didn't rely on Rove, so Mamela, that's why, you're not allowed to eat as a Polish is not permitted to eat with the Amoretz. Let us continue the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, the Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda kashe, the Rabbonon ad Rabbonon loy kashe. We have here Astir and the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon say, by Trume loy chayshin on the Goimlin. And here by Chamorim shenichnesu le'ir, they hold that Yochai Shino Legoimlin. So it's Astire in the Chachomim. So the Gemara answers, Loi Kashe, Ki the Omar Rab Chome Bar Ukvek B'Shekli Nosei B'Yodoi, Ochenami B'Shekli Nosei B'Yodoi. Now let us see, there's a Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, B'Shekli Nosei B'Yodoi, so Rashi says, Chamor ha-mevi t'vue limker, ho-yonoisei b'yodai kli heker shal mechire. So he was bringing kelim, which show that he has an intention to sell. K'goin mechak shemoichkim bo hamide. That means there was a leveler that used to level the midas that it shouldn't overflow. So a moicha used to bring a mechak. Now, if a person is bringing tvua without intentions to sell it, he wants to store it in this city, that means that the story, that means that what he's telling us does not look too authentic from what he is doing. That means the chamor came and said, he's saying, you know, you should want to buy tvua, want to less lecha tvua, go and buy for my chava. His is yoshon, so memele, it's a choshev tvua, it's yovesh, so memele, it's edible. My tvua is not edible yet, it's chodosh. And Yenim's tvua is mesukin, mine is ainim mesukin. So memele, so if we will be naive and be mekabel betmimis from what he's saying, so we're saying that what he's a moiridika ontlecha mensch, he's telling us not to purchase from his is not roi to sell, it's ainim mesukin, it's chodosh. So there's a big kasha, so why is he carrying around with him kliyum nosoi? He's not up to selling his tvue. He came to this city to be matzniya the tvue, that's what he's telling us. So the kliyum nosoi shows us that he's a liar. And the whole reason he is saying this pisgom, it's a goimlim de Kenyan. In this city, he's praising Yenim's tvur, and then the next city, Yenil praises tvur. Danan sadi shalomoicho hevi, ilkach einze ala goimel, v'zay yoidolov bekrach shalifneim. The next city, the other one will be meyer than him. So what is the Gemara answering according to Rashi? That stamazoi, if we don't see that he's doing it l'shem goimel, you're not chayish l'goimel. That's why by ani v'chaveri koyin, I don't see that it is being said l'shem goymo. Maybe it's the truth. Ani v'chavei rikoyim. Mashenkin over here, I see from his actions, that what's kliyam nosei b'yodoi, I see that he does intend to sell the tvuah. So this whole pisgam, this whole Megillah he's telling me, is little truth in it. So here I see klal that he's a goymo. So therefore, schayshin el goymim, according to the Chachamim. Let us see Taisvis, b'shikliyum nosei b'yodoi, perish rabbeinu chananu, Zeh she'ayma olav shehu koyin yesh biyodei kelim shemishamshim ben betare. That what he says, chaveri koyin, so we look at, we examine his kelim, so we see these are kelim that are used for people who are nizel to eat everything betare, kigoyin kli glolim, kli avonim, kli adome, she'ayin mekablin tumet. Shekol haroye kelim alolu biyodei mitrachik mimenu milatamoisoi, v'doime shehu koin alakach eminu chachamim. So Ben Chanana learns punkt fakel. That not the chachamim hold stamazoi loichai shinon legoimlin, no, here I have a reyes, so that's why it's chashinon legoimlin. Fakel, chachamim hold stamazoi chashinon legoimlin, but here you see, nikorim divrei emes, you see that, that this person is carrying kelim which are not mikabel to me. So mameli see klo takya that he's taka koyin. So here I have a raya, I have a choche that he's telling the truth. I had a shtikel ha'ore on this taisves. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo Oimer Boyu Re'ei Ateichon Porzo Tara B'Yisrael. That the Hamoin Am was Nizer B'Tare. It says in the Mishnah, Lo Yoichol Hazov Im Hazov Obim Neher Galavere. That means if a person's Isha is Hazove, and so there's a shaila of Hergel Aveira of the Rechiba, lo yechel azovim azov mibne Hergel Aveira. So why did the Mishnah say he's azov? But if he's not azov, the Isser is because she's azov, she's anide. So why did the Mishnah mention lo yechel azov im azov? So Rashi says, shekulan oichlin chulein betare hoyu. They all ate, this man a Mishnah, they all ate chulin betare. You have to tell me, Alocha, that a person should need a mishtay nida. Chas v'sholom. How could he eat a mishtay nida? He wouldn't do such a thing. No, if he is a zov, if he himself is tomek, so that barrier falls off. So Memele, now the Mishnah is telling you, but there's another Shaila. There's a Shaila Hergel Aveire. So when the Mishnah wanted to tell me the halacha of Hergel Aveire, the Mishnah to speak about a case. If he's a Zov, if he's not a Zov, the case is inapplicable. Polzo Tare B'Yisrael. So this was Bizman HaMishnah. So Lochayre Reshtikol Ha'ore, So what's the raya? He's a koyin. They all ate chulam betare. So what's the raya that he's a koyin? A shvaga wanted a tine. They ate chulam betare, but and then there was zicher nizer that a tamei shouldn't touch the chulam. But to be nizer, to have a keli that can't be mekabel tume. That means, and there's a message also. Shekol haroye kelim alolu b'yodoi misrachek mimenu miletamoisoi. That means this was already a zehiris that a person ate chulam, they ate chulam betaretake. But it seems this was more than a normal oichel chulam betare did. So this already is a hoichochem that, this is a hoichochem that yistaka koi. Zot the Gemara veheichon it veheicha itmer the Rav Chama Baruch. Where did Rav Chama Baruch say this memory? Kli umnosei biyodai. that the Kli Umnis tells me a message. So the Gemara says, Ahod is not. We learned that Mishnah in Paris. Hakado Shehiniach Ktiroiso, Vyorad Lishtois. Hakado left over his Kteiris. He stopped watching them, and he went to drink some water. He comes back. Now the Shaila is, this Kador is a Chovo. So his Kteiris were Becheskes Tare. He left them. Now he comes back. Now, what halachic dargit does his kederes have? Does he have to assume the toyer, the tomei? What's the din with the kederes? He wasn't watching them. So we have here, the Mishnah says as follows, apnimiyis tohirois vachitzoinis tmeis. We'll see in the Rashi Klaw exactly what this means. Fine, that's what it says in the Mishnah. So it's the matter is there's a chilk between the pnimius and the chitzainius. Vasanya, so the Gemara says, but I have a baraisa that says, not like the Mishnah, elu veilu tmeis, the pnimius are also tmeis. Omar avchome barukve, the baraisa speaking about b'shekliyum nosei b'yodai. Neshe yada keil memash meshes ben. So the Beraisa that says, Eilu veilu tmeyes, is speaking about Kliyum nose biyode. Vosanyu eilu veilu tahoyres, the chitzainis are also tahoyres. Omer abchome baruch ve b'she'en Kliyum nose biyode. Then everything is tahoy. Ve'lohod is nan, so the Beraisis, we were miyashim. It's Kliyum nose biyode, all the keilim atomi. Enkliyim nase biyodei, all the kelim atoyer. Velohod is nan, apnimiyeis tahoyreis, vachitzoyniyeis tmeyes, eichem ashkachas lo. What is it? Kliyim nase, enkliyim nase, whatever it is. How do we differentiate between the pnimiyeis and the chitzoyniyeis? So the Gemara answers, the smiche l'shus harabim, that these kelim, the chitzoyniyeis, asomach l'shus harabim, is umishum chefufi rishus harabim. And the bnei rishus harabim are chayfif rub over these kelim. Now let us see Rashi to understand exactly what we had learned. Hakado shehu chova. We have a kado that's a chova. Hapnimi is tairais kulo mitarze v'ozlo lekame. The Gemara going to be mitarze. Bishikli umnosai biyodai laheker shahu noisan lemoichom. That means this kador has this kli umnis biyodai to show that he's interested in selling his kederes. So memele, if everyone looks at him, they realize that he's interested in selling his kederes. Is so yada kel memash meshes bem livdei kvelikach. So memele, if people know that he sells kederes when he left them alone, so people do not hold themselves back from touching them and being boidik them, because it's verkehrt. They want to see the quality of his kederes. So memele, and there's nothing wrong doing this since he's interested in selling them. So then it's kulon tmeis. If it's enkliyum nasei biyodai, so this is private kederes. So then he left the kederes. He left the kederes in the near the rishus harabim. So chas v'shalom, who should touch them? It's private kederes. He's not a moicher. So everything is toyer. You don't declare that someone touched it. You have no right to touch it. So the Gemara says, and what's pshat the Mishnah that differentiates between the chitzainius and the pnimius? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah is speaking about that he dismichi l'rshus haram, umishum chifufei r'shus haram. So Rashi explains as follows, shenoisnim b'nei odom avonim gdoilois o yeseidois l'tzidei r'shus haram. להרחיק הגולס מלהזיק אס הקסולה. That means, theoretically, the head houses, you didn't have a lawn in front of the house, then you had the Rishus HaRabim. And if you have a crowded Rishus HaRabim, so it could very well, you could have that an Agola, one of the wagons, could rub against the walls of the house. It could be mazik the walls. So the owners of the houses used to go and put obstacles, barriers in the Rishus HaRabim, rochik from their houses to protect their houses. So the agolos in the Rishus HaRabim could only go till these Yesedis or Avonim. So, by doing this, they lessened the roichev of the Rishus HaRabim. Now the Rishus HaRabim became smaller because of these Yesedis. And since these Yesedes are doichik to Rishus HaRabim, v'ze heiniach k'dei roisov etzlom. And he put his k'deiris, that means we have to imagine that there was, let's say, a row of stones. Now the row of stones, it wasn't one stone mamish next to the other, but there was a stone, and 5 feet down there was another stone in Keseda. And these stones were, let's say, 2 feet away from the houses. So you had a row of stones with a 5-foot space between one stone and the other stone. But this made a barrier that the Agola should not get close to the houses. So this person, when he put his kedera, didn't want to put his kedera in the Rishus HaRabim, he's going away, so he put his kedera next to the stone, so it's in the row of the stones. That's called the chitzonius. The pnimius are next to the more towards the Rishus HaYochid. So memele, so wasn't next to the Rishus HaRabim. The chitzonius were mamish the same row with the stones. So therefore, the people who were cramped in the Rishus HaRabim, so when they were walking on the Rishus HaRabim, so they brushed up on aside the stones and aside the kederes. That's what Rashi says. Umitoich shehin doichkois es Rishus HaRabim. These stones and are doichik the Rishus HaRabim. It pushes the Rishus HaRabim. It makes the Rishus HaRabim smaller. V'zei niach dei roisav etzlam. He put his gderis next to them. Docha kamhu es haderech. He's also being mocked in the roichav haderech. V'ha'ivrim sham. Mischachechim bohem, so those who pass by, they rub against these kederes. Ubigdeihem oivrin al pnei avirom, and the bigdeihem oivrim al pnei avirom, over the avir of these kelim, bigdeihem oretz tmeimem umetamim es achitzoinies. So the bigdeihem oretz is tomeins metame achitzoinies. Now, let us try to elaborate a little. And Amaoretz is, they gave him a dinzov, or they were chayish, and Bigdei Amaoretz, his wife was a zova, they weren't nizer and tumavitare, or kaponim, the chaveirim, the prushim, were machmer, that they had a din of zov. So lechayre, his begodim had a din of medres azov. Now, that means the wife sat on the beged sometimes. I mean, they weren't nizah. So it was medras hazov, which is an avatume. So now, a medras hazov, which is an avatume, could be metame kalim. Now, there's a problem over here. These kederes were, kederes are klicheres. A klicheres is only mekabel tume mitoichoi. Something goes into the keli, it's mekabel tumah. Something is over the keli, it's nothing. It's not, it's just maybe touching the top surface of the keli. So the Loshen of Rashi, I found Baruch Hashem, the Tesvus Yontif, and Taras asks the Kashi. He says, the Rav says like Rashi also. Bigdeim oivrim al pnei aviron. He says he doesn't understand what kind of tum is that. Pnei aviron means it's just like the begodim are over the ponim, the openings of the kederis. So if it's over the opening, it doesn't enter the kederis. So why is it tumay at all? Rashi should have said, Bigdeim nichnosim toich aviram, not oivrim al pnei aviram. Al koponim, so that, this was the memra of Rav Chome Bar Ukve, that Rav Chome Bar Ukve had said, that, this is the kleim nosoi biyodoi, that, from the kleimness, it gives us a message, And so therefore the everything is tamei. And then again, alone, the Gemara wants to say that by the Chacham there's a chilik of kleim nasi biyodi and kleim nasi biyodi. That's the chilik between the case of trume and the case of the mai. Zok the Gemara weiter. V'iboy is aima. Now, till now, we were saying, we were explaining what's the machloikis Rabbi Yudin the Chachamim. So we said, Bemison, we have to understand Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Lochere, to say if someone is roiti trume, that's isurim. Eidecha namon bisurim. So we explained Rabbi Yehuda holds, ob ischaish legoim limits. That's how we explain Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The boy is saying, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon, no, it's a different machloek, it's not Rabbi Yehuda's chayish legoimlin. The boy is saying, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon, bemalin mitrume liyuchsin kamiflegi. If you see a person was given trume, can you build from this yediyah and say he's a meyuchis? And then what comes to yuchsin, to chasanis, and Chazal were very much machmer by Yuchsin. Yuchsin was the Psalmei of the Kechayma. By Yuchsin you need to aid him. As we had before that Afilu the Rabbonon, Ani koin v'chaveri koin nemel l'achili betrume v'ni nemel l'asi yaish, by Yuchsin they were machmer. So now the Shaila is, if I know that he has a teures koin legabi trume, is this enough biro for yuchsin? So Rabbi Yehuda holds malin mitrume leyuchsin. If you have a biro that is permitted to eat trume, if you have a biro that they gave him trume, so from this already you could build already for yuchsin. You don't need any bedikis. That alone is a biro for yuchsin. So since Rabbi Yehuda holds malin mitrume leyuchsin, so you can only have a birul legabi trume if there's two eidim, because this already is we derive this normally. If he eats trume, so he's kosher yuchsin. So memele, since trume is a birul for yuchsin, so therefore for trume we need a birul that is maspik for yuchsin. That's why one eid is not nemon, period. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And the Chachamim hold, Leimalin mitrume leyuchsin. So memele, so, Leimalin mitrume leyuchsin. So memele, so, Alt trum alone, and Eidechod is Nemon. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Bemalin mitrume leyuchsin, Rabbi Yehuda, so, Horoye shemachilin trume leodom becheskas koyin. If you see this, meyid olov bechol mokim shukayin. Umalin oise leyuchsin, hilkach leisachilayu truma, im tachilayu truma reyat mevi lesiye isho. So memele, so you need a biru that is maspik lesiye ishi. In other words, to aid him. The time ilav mishim goyim lemu, not his chayish le goyim lemu. Rabbonin sovrei emalim mitrume leyuchsin. The Rabbonin hold ein male mit Trume Leuchsen, so therefore, so one aid is maspik. Let us see, Toysvis, vi boi yisayme, Rab Yehuda ve Rabbonin bemale mit Trume Leuchsen komitlegi. So Toysvis says, v'loi osi lishnuye ele kashe de Rab Yehuda ad Rab Yehuda. We hear a kashe. The Rab Yehuda was meikol chamorim, Hamorim shenichnesu le'ir, so Rabbi Yehuda was meikel. He said that they could be made one on the other. And here by Trumi you can't be made. So now the teretz is poshet. By Trumi they were machmer because malim mitrumi le'yuchse. So that's the difference between Trume and Dmai. Avol the Rabbonon ad Rabbonon. But we have another kasha. We have a kasha, the Rabbonon were machme by Dmai and Mekel by Trume. So how do we understand this? Avol the Rabbonon ad Rabbonon lo ilom tzorich letarez b'shekli umnosoi b'yodai. The Rabbonin, the Rabbonin, we have to still stick with the first teretz, which we learned before. Kliyum nosai biyodai. Iksha Rav Shmuel mivardei. Now, Rav Shmuel mivardei says, so we have here two mahalchim in the Gemara. Why was Rav Yehuda machmer by Trume? The first malach is because he's chayish legoimlin. The second malach is because he holds malin mitrume leyuchsim. So therefore, it's poshet that an eidechod is not nemo. As Rabbi Shmuel mivardein asked, mikore the first loshen, heichi boi lemeimer the time of Rabbi Yehuda mishum goimlin. That the Thomas Alz Goimel, that means the first Lashon held, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Malim Mitrum Eliyuchsen. So theoretically, an Eidechad would be sufficient. Now the reason you need more than Eidechad, because Goimel. For Hoboloi Goimelim Al Kochor Sover Rabbi Yehuda Bishili Pirkin, the Malim Mitrum Eliyuchsen. The Gemara says in Seif of this Perik, that if an Eved comes to the Goyrin, to get Tvuah, Rabbi Yehuda says you don't give him Tvuah. You're going to give him Tvuah. Trumah. He wants to get Trumah. And Eved Kohen, he wants to get Trumah. So Rabbi Yehuda says you don't give him Trumah, because you can give him Trumah, Malin mi Trumah leyuchsen. He takes Trumah, so people will say he's a Kohen. That's all you need. So you're not Mechalik Trumah le'Eved Ela im Rabbi. If the Odin comes also, so then, and they see he's an Odin, he's an Eved, then you give him Trume. But an Eved comes alone, you don't give him Trume, because if you malim it Trume leyuchsen, fraktach tois was amir de kikasha. So we see klo, that Rabbi Yehuda holds malim it Trume leyuchsen. So what's these two terutzim in the Gemara? Rabbi Yehuda zich holds malim it Trume leyuchsen. So what's the teret? So why did the Gemara have a mahalach to say that the Tam of Rabbi Yehuda is Kuschayish Lagaimlam? I mean, the Zichah the Ta'i, if he holds Malam Mitrumah Leyuchse. Now, before we'll see Taisvis Teretz, let's jump a little bit to the next Kash and the next Teretz. And then Dach Sechmeir will understand this Teretz a little better. Ve'im toima, ube'eze svore pligi. So Teisve says, asks an interesting question. He says, there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. If you have a birur on Trume, is this a birur on Yuchsin? Now, if it's a birur on Yuchsin, you need two eidim. If it's not a birur on Yuchsin, you need one eidim. So Taisva says, so what kind of a machloikis is this? Is it be'ezah svori pligi? What? Leimra tavaya de male. Let both of them say that it is a birur an yuchsin. But it's tarish nei eidim betrumah. We should need two eidim. That means we're saying this is a halacha. That means a person will come to a rov. I saw that they gave this person truma. What's the din by yuchsin? So yeah, I saw it was given truma, it was eaten truma. What's the din by yuchsin? So Rav Yehuda says no. Yes, Rav Yehuda the shaila. No, they gave him truma. Mistome, they know he's a kohen. How did they know he's a kohen? Mistome to Edim said he was a kohen. So memele, it's mala mitruma liyuchsin. Because there's two Edim. In fact, you can't give truma without having two Edim. Because the aloha is mala mitruma liyuchsin. You come over to the Rabbonon said, the din is you don't need to weigh them because ain malin mitruma liyuchsin. So mamela, it's only a shalav isurin, so edechod is sufficient. So now this halacha, that means we have an abstract halacha, malin mitruma liyuchsin. However, we'll decide this halacha, that'll be machia, how big the birur has to be by truma. If you'll tell me malim mitrume liyuchsin, so then you need to weigh them by trume. If you'll tell me ein malim mitrume liyuchsin, you don't need. So this is an abstract shaila. So this shaila, we passed a machloikis. You said a halacha, you made up a halacha, and after you say the halacha, then the dinim come in. That means if you say ein malim, so memele you don't need it. To aid them. If you say malim, you do it. So what's the machloikis? This abstract halacha come to an agreement. Either you'll say both of you say malim, so both will need to aid them. Say ein malim, both of you will be maskim on a disavision. Be'ezah svare pligi leimu tavayu de malim nitzach shnei eidem betruma leimu tavayu de loy malim nitzach elei decha betruma. The machloikis is how many eidem do you need? But the basis of this machloikis is in an abstract shail of malim betruma. So what is this machloikis dependent on? That's Taisvus Kash. Ishloimu de baha pligi. The mar sova chayshin and shema yalo mitrume liyuchsin lefikach itzrichu shnei edim umar sova dolei chayshin. That means before the etzem halach, before you ask a rov. That means, but what'll be if not a rov, a person who is not qualified to paskin, but he'll see such a thing that he eats trume. Will he jump to the conclusion, no, if he eats trumi, he's a kohen, it's a raise meyuches. Are you chayish for such a anhoge that a person will be mala mitrume liyuchsin? Yes or no? Mistama, there's a possibility, but there's not a probability. So now, Rabbi Yehuda held, we have to be chayish for this. We have to be chayish for this possibility. There are some people that will be malam mitruma liyuchsin. So in order to prevent any kilkul, so we're going to say fakelt halachically malam mitruma liyuchsin, and you need to aid them in order to be mevar that eats truma. So memela, we just avoided any kilkul that could occur. By saying this halacha malim mitrume liyuchsin, we avoided a potential kilkul because others could be mala. So now everything is taken care of. The chachamim hold this chash shem miyala mitrume liyuchsin is avaita chash. Don't to be chayish, you don't have to drey be the welt because of this chash. Some amelus of a kelzo. So in Yisod, Yuchsin has nothing to do with Trumeh. So if you want to give Trumeh, Neidecha, there's sufficient to be Mavada, he's a Kohen to give Trumeh. So that is the Yisod HaMachloikis. Now, let us go back to the previous Kasha. Taisva said, our Gemara has two Lashonis if
Rabbi Yehuda holds malim mitruma liyuchsin. So Taisus says, I don't understand. There's an often bereis in the Seif Perek. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't give an eved koyin truma begoyrin unless the odin is there mishum kushim malim mitruma liyuchsin. So we see close. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So that's the time of Rabbi Yehuda. So why does Argamoy have two mahalchim in Rabbi Yehuda? V'tiritzri, de mi'ikores al kedaitach, di lav taimim mishum goylim, loy hayinu mafsidin esakoyin min hatrume kedei loyma malin. Kiven de min adin, roi lachloik al pi chaveroi. V'adarabe, koydem hayinu oimrim ein malin. That means like this, the Gemara in the first teretz held, the Gemara in the second Teretz holds, the way Tosfos just said before, that Rabbi Yehuda wanted to prevent a kilkul. There's a 10% chance that people might be male mi trume leyuksin. So therefore, in order to avoid this kilkul, he said, malin mi trume leyuksin, and therefore, if a kohen wants the trume, he has to bring a birul of two Edim, that he's a Kohen. Fine. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. That's how Taisus explained in the Seif Taisus. That's what the second Teretz of the Gemara holds. Now, what did Rabbi Yehuda accomplish by saying this halacha? He avoided a kilkul. That means there could be others be mal. He avoided a kilkul. But he did something else also. He made it very difficult for a Kohen to get through it. It seems to find two Edim to be made that you're a Kohen is not so poshut. So with this frumkeit, with Rabbi Yehuda wanted to avoid a kilkul, maybe people will be malami truma liyutzin. So therefore you need a birur of two Edim. This frumkeit was mekalko the kahanim. So rov of the kahanim can't get truma anymore. You need two Edim. It seems it was difficult to find two Edim to be made that he's a Kohen. So therefore, the first Loshen held, Rabbi Yehuda never held Malin Mitruma Leyuchsin, to be Matzrich to Edim. You're not Frum on the places of the Kahanim. That's what the first Loshen held. Fine. But Tiritzri, the Mikoras Al-Kadaiter, the Ilav Taim Yishim Goymim, Layinim Afsidin as a Kohen in a Trume, Kidei Loima Malin, Kivin de minadin, roi lach le kapi chaveiro. That means meiker adin. If you won't be chayish for chumris, one aid is sufficient. Va'ade rabbe, koidem ayino imrim ein malen. We'll say ein malen. Af al gab de gabi eved omar le kamon rabbi Yehuda de ein chilken loy trume mishum de malen. Hosom ein kolkach shoshe behefsit shel eved zeim ein chilkim loy truma b'loy rabbi. That means the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda said, aloche, you don't give an eved truma without a rabbi. That was the aloche. Because, you know why? Because maybe a kilkul might come out. I'm not saying aloche malin mit truma liyuchsim. I'm saying don't give an eved. That's what I'm saying. Don't give an eved without a rabbi. Why, there I'm from Take. I'm saying, because there could be a kilkul. So, someone could build from that what he's eating truma that is a meyuchis. So, as I said, Allah ein chilkin le'eved b'loy rabbi. And this is a zeigefella, so the eved wants truma will come with the rabbi. But I never said a halacha malin mitruma le'yuchsin that you need a birul all over of yuchsin before you give trume. That I never said, because that's absent to the kahanim. That's what the first loshen held. The second loshen held, no, that Rabbi Yehuda takolz malim mitrume liyuchsin. Zog the Gemara weiter. Iboyelu mal lahalois mishtoreis liyuchsin. If you have something written on a shtar, we have koyin written on the shtar. We'll see in a minute. could we, in the two Eidim are gechasmet on the shtar, is this a biro of two Eidim that this person is taka koyin meyuchis? And that means like this. Let's be megashim dinyan. If you have a shtar and it says in the shtar, harava goin, this is selling his field. So, and you have to aid them gechasmet. So, it does not necessarily mean that the two aid them are saying he's a rabba goyim. That's no raya. They aid this on the mechire, not on his goyiness. But if it says that the ploini akoyin is selling the field, and they're chasmening on the bottom, so that's the shaila of the Gemara. So when they're chasmening, do they read every word what it says in the shtar, and when they chasman that they're being made on whatever says in the shtar, so then malin mishtoris look aliyos. Well, we just look at the chayshim mishpatik context of the shtar. They're not made bechlal on the other yonim, which are in the shtar. So memela ain malin liyuchsin al pishtoris. The shtar is not our goddess Edis, that he's a koy. Let us see. Now let us see the Gemara in the beginning. Iboilu mal lahalois mishtoris liyuchsin. Heichi domi. Ilaimi dechsiv bei. Now if, and it says, ani ploini koyin chosamti eid, that the eidim chasme that the kahanim, is man komas delavi. That's no shaila. Who's saying eidis? The koyin says he's an eid. He's saying eidis on himself. So that's no shaila. So there's no biro of eidim whatsoever on his yichis. Leitzriche dechsiv bei ani ploini koyin lovisi mone mi ploini. No, it says in the shtar that ani ploini koyin, I borrowed a mone mi ploini. Vachsi misadi. And the eidim chasma on the shtar. My. A mone shebishtar ko misadi. Are they meyid a mone shebishtar? Or are they only made on the Choshen Mishpat of the Shtar? They're made on the Halvo. Ani ploini lovisi mone. That's what they're saying, Eidesan. His yiches, they didn't go into it, they never were mevarer it. That's not their geshäft. Or before they chasma on a Shtar, they have to realize that they're being made whatever it says in the shtar. So if it says koyin, we have to do some research to chasman the shtar, to be mevar that he's a koyin. And if they chasme, that's a ray that they were mevar. Idul makula milsa komisadi. Zamachloikis amiroim. Ravune v'rav chizda. Chadoma malin, v'chadoma ein malin. There's a very geshmake kasha that the Ktzois in Simen Chofches if Cotton Vov asks. The Ktzois asks as follows. He asks that there's a whole tumult we had before. Machloikas HaRishonim, how does a shtar work? There's a problem of Mipiksobo. It says, Mipi and Belay Mipiksovim, an eid can't be made Mipi Aksav. So there's one teretz that the Rabbeinu Tam holds is B'chal no chsoron of Mipiksovim. If a person is Roy Lahagid Bepeh, he remembers, so there's no problem of Mipiksovim. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rashi Shita and another Rishonim learned is a chsoron of Piksovim. So then there's different terutzim to be mevayer that shtoris are different. There's a besondere gzeres akosov of shtoris that the eidis is one thing, shtoris is another thing, and by shtoris is not chesorn of mipiksovim. That's the gzeres akosov of shtoris. Frek the ktsois amoyre de kekash. So he says, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Agamo has a shayla, did the Edim, were they mevare if he is a Kohen or not? But it seems in the Gemara, if they were mevare, he was a Kohen, so then we have two Edim. So he says, if you need two Edis, so you need two kosher Edis. I mean, that was the Takon of Yuchsin, you need two kosher Edis. Mipi Aksav is not kosher Edis. It's apostle Edis. Now, there's a Xeris Akosov of Shtoris. So he says, Zichar, Shtoris is whatever is Negeya to Hilche Shtar. So there's a Xeris Akosov of Shtoris. Eidem Arsum Mashtak Mishnachi Dusnabe. That's Hilche Shtoris. So on Hilche Shtoris is no Chesoron of Mipiksovim. That's in the Torah Shtar Sheboy. But in the Yisav Heter Shaboy, that Shtoris won't help the situation. This is a Yisrein Hagoda. This is another Hagoda. He borrowed $100. That's number one. That's Hilchis Shtoris. And he's a Koyin. A Koyin is a Hagoda in Hilchis Yisurim. Hilchis Yisurim, in Hilchis Yuchsin, you need to kosher Eidim. And they're being made, me piyaksav. This kasha, the Ktzois asks, Amor Yudike kasha, he wants to be mitzadet to answer as follows. He wants to say that Emerson, this whole yuchsin that you need to weigh them is at the rabbon and the kedin. The rei mishpochas ksheiras, you know, this whole shash of yuchsin was at the rabbon and the kechumra. So he says, midarabonon, there's a merdeke ribosh. The ribosh says that, kiyum shtoris, you can be mekayim epi aksav. That means don't need edim that should come and be magid in Besdin that this is ksav yodom. They could write into Besdin. Because since the whole tzoirech of kiyum shtoris is midarabonon, so mit der Rabbonen, they were matter mit Piksovum. So that's what the Ktzais wants to answer. He says, it's take mit Piksovum, and could be, and mit Piksovum is not good minatayre, but the whole chaymer of Yursin, that were machme, you need a bir of to wait them, is only at the Rabbonen kedin. The Rabbonen were mekel mit Piksovum. That's one way he wants to be mitzadet to fa'em for this kash. Let us see Taisvis. Amone shebishtar komesadi, v'imtayma, v'ilav akule milse komesadi. If you'll tell me that they're not made on everything, imkein edim chosmi, afagab de lo yodi, ikoinu ilav. So you're telling me that, that when edim chasman on shtar, they don't have to know everything what it says in the shtar. They just have to know the choshem mishpatik, Indian of the shtar. If he's a kohen, not a kohen, we're not chasmening on this, so we don't have to know about this, so we're not made on this. Im kain, hodis nan beget poshet. The Gemara says in Get Poshet, Shnei Yosef ben Shimon hadorim beirachas. You have two Yosef ben Shimons who live in the same city. Im hoyu mishuloshim. What is, if they had, this is very coincidental, there's two Yosefs, their father is Shimon, and both have a grandfather, Yankiv. So now we have a shreklecha problem. So what's the problem? One Yosef ben Shimon is going to borrow money from Beryl. So fine, he borrows money from Beryl, and now Beryl has a shtar that Yosef ben Shimon owes her money. So we'll go to Yosef ben Shimon, we'll go to the other Yosef. He has a shtar, Yosef ben Shimon. So the Gemara says that if the Mishuloshim, like this you write, you go back another generation. So we'll know Klom, the two generations will know his grandfather was Beryl. Fine. His grandfather was Reuven. So we solve the problem. What if Mhoyu Mishulosh? And they both had the same name of the grandfather also. So then, you write, Koyin. Yichtavu Kohen. So you'll write Kohen. So if one is a Kohen and one is not a Kohen, so now we'll know that that the Loive was the Kohen. Fraktaisvis umamoyu. So if you'll say that Amonisha Bishtahe Meidim, and on this shtickle, they bechlala not mevare, not ma'ayinin. So memele, what does it help that they wrote koyim? Given she edim chois minafo pi she makirim boyim hu koyim, edim will chasm even though they don't know he's a koyim. Rehu yochel la'arim. So this loive could be this two Yosef ben Shimon's in the shtot. The other one is a Kohen. He's not a Kohen. So he goes, when he writes the Shtar, the Kohen Shtar, the Loive writes the Shtar. So when he's gonna write the Shtar, he's gonna write Yosef ben Shimon ben Berl a Kohen. That's what he's gonna write. Now the Loive wrote the Shtar, and he's gonna call to Edim, and the Edim should chasman the Shtar. They don't know if he's a Kohen or not, so they'll chasman the Shtar. And because the Edim don't have to know that the Amonish Bishtahe Meidim. So Mamela Shema Shemaim. So what did you accomplish with writing Koyin? With this star, the mouth is gonna mount from the Yosef ben Shimon HaKoyin, the other one, the other Yosef ben Shimon. So what did you accomplish with this? Vrehu yochel laharim, v'lichtoiv star acher b'shem chaveiroi koyin. He's gonna write Koyin. And the malve will mon from the koyin. And the to edim gechasmet and the edim bechlau aren't to never get involved in this inyan. V'yeshloima the heiched the huziku shnei Yosef ben Shimon. If there's two Yosef ben Shimons in the shtot, vadei akula milseko misadi. That means like this. Stamazoi, but it's not negeya the choishin mishpot. So they don't get involved. So they don't know if this is not being massed on this. They don't know if he is a kain, is that a kain? It's not their geshe. They're made amonishe bishtar. But if there's two Yosef ben Shimons, so the monishe bishtar is mechayiv to know if it's Yosef ben Shimon a kain or not. This is Chayshin Mishpat. This isn't Yeredeye. This is Chayshin Mishpat. So if they live in a city that there's two Yosef ben Shimons, they had the Hulzakushne Yosef ben Shimons, Vade Akule Milsekomisadi. They see have to say Eidus and everything. Kiyos ain't Srichen Leide in Ben Koinu. Then you have to know he's a Koin. Vahosom, vade male mishtoris liyuxen, ein och enami take. In such a stot, yezicha malen mekoin liyuxen. Vahochi mi boilon heiche deloi hurziko. Yeah. Vahochi mi boilon heiche deloi hurziko. Here we are, but it's loi hurziko shnei Yosef ben Shimon. So Rabbi Kivege asks Akashibs, he asks, I mean, Taisva says in the case where Huzakushna Yosef ben Shimon, so Mamela, then the Edom have to know, and then they have to, and then if they chasmet, so they're being meyitake, yamalid, meishtoris leyuchsin. So Rabbi Kivege asks, he says, what happens if, let's, when two people come over, and he says, you know, I'm writing a shtar, I'm Yosef ben Shimon HaKoyin, and so I'm the mighty shtar Yosef ben Shimon HaKoyin. So they didn't say, listen, I don't know if you're a Koyin. I don't know if you're a Koyin. So, So then he can't write Kohen. Because they don't know if he's a Kohen. I mean, Taisvah says, if it's Negei the Choshen Mishpat, so if he writes Kohen, they have to know he's a Kohen. So what if they don't know he's a Kohen? So then he can't write Kohen. They can't chasme if they don't know he's a Kohen. So he won't write Kohen. They don't know he's a Kohen, so they'll tell him, listen, if you want to write Kohen, so we can't chasme that. We don't know you're a Kohen, and we're not going to do research now for another 2 months to find out if you're a Kohen. We can't chasme on Kohen, because we don't know if you're a Kohen. So the only, you just write Yosef ben Shimon. That we know. Yosef ben Shimon, okay, we don't know. They don't know he's a Kohen, so they'll tell him to write Yosef ben Shimon. And so what's going to happen? So the one from the other Yosef ben Shimon. I mean, it's doch, so yes, for Akasha, like, what's going to happen if they don't know he's a Kohen, so he won't chasman Kohen, so tell him to write without Kohen. So that's also not too good. He says, look, they're not allowed to write on such a shtar. Finish. If they don't know you're a Kohen, and the loch is machayiv and this shtot, you have to be masker Kohen, so Melchior said, they're not allowed to chasman. Period. Look the Gemara weiter. More close on Usha. Abayilu, ma'alu lahalois mesiyas kapayin liyuchsin. If you see a kohen duchening, is that enough of a biru that he's a kohen l'gabi yuchsin? Kiboyilu mandiyoma malin mitrumi liyuchsin. Tiboyilu mandiyoma ein malin. Tiboyilu mandiyoma malin. According to mandiyoma, the whole's malin. Hani mili trume da oven misei. Trum is a starke biro. It's fazori, it's trume, it's mise. Some mele. So if he's eating trume, so that's a raya, but he's taka koyen. So that's a sufficient raya, gabi yuchsen also. Avonesias kapaim, the iseresse. For a zor te duchen, it's only an iseresse, kaise vorchu. But a zor is not permitted to be mevorech. So it's an iseresse. So it could be that is not a sufficient biru. That means if you see him duchening, that you don't know that he's a kohen legabe yuchsen. Could be he's mezalzel on an esse. I do meloishna. We don't make chalukim, isa misa and isa esse. If he's doing something that Kahanim do, and then his soul's not allowed to do it, so Mamela, that's a biru, that is a coin. Rabbi Yuchsen also. Tiboy lamandiyoma ein malim. Hani mili trume de mesach le betzine. So Mamela, so this is not enough of a biru. Aber nasi es kapain de pfaresje, ilav koin, ku kulahai le machse finish nafshe. This is a merdike biru. If a person is not a kohen, he wouldn't have the chutzpah to go and duchen. If nei am ve'ede, he's doing a function that only kahanim do. That's a slechotze finish. And if he does it, so it's a raised haka kohen, so that could be a zabira for legabe yuchsen. Fulain malam etrume le yuchsen. I do meloishna. Is the machloikes rav chizde ve rebi avine. Chadom a malin. Vechadoma ein malen. Omale Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rove, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak yes Rove the Shaila, Maula Halis Mnesidis Kapayim Liyuchs. Omale, so Rove told him, Plukte the Rav Chizde ve Rebbe Yavine. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak yes Rove Hilches Amai, Vechadu we Paskin, Omale ano mas nisa yodan. I know a baraisa. From the baraisa, we can be mavar how we paskin la loch. What baraisa did Rove know? The sanya Rabbi Yosi Oimer,
Gdoilo Chazoke. That Chazoke, we'll see, Gdoilo Chazoke means, that means even Bezdin would have wanted to abolish the Chazoke, but Bezdin is not Pekoyach to abolish it. We'll see as the Braisa progresses what we're speaking about. Shenema. It says in the Posig, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael from Golas Bovel, Umibnei HaKehanim Bnei Chovayo Bnei HaKoitz. These were the children who were Kahanim. Bnei Barzilai, and there were Kahanim from Barzilai HaGilodi, Ashilokach Mibnois Barzilai HaGilodi. Now, the Barzilai HaGilodi was not a Kohen, but they had taken the grandfather, Chveis, had taken one of the daughters of Barzilai HaGilodi, and they were called Vayikorei Al Shmom. So they called them, these Kahanim, Barzilai HaGilodi. So Al Koponim, so these Kahanim were called Bnei Barzilai HaGilodi. But the Kahuna was not from him, the Kahuna was from the Kohen who married one of his daughters. Eilu Bikshu Sovam Amisyachsim. Now, when they went back to Eretz Yisrael, we'll see in Rashi, a lot of Kahanim Nebuch and Golas Bovel married Goitis, so Memele, their children were not Kahanim anymore. So when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, they needed a Yichus brief to show exactly who the mothers were. Mazei Vaiter. Eilu Bikshur Sovom HaMisyachsim. So these Bnei Barzilai HaGilodi, they requested, please show your Ksav Yichus. V'loi Nimtzo. And they couldn't find it. They couldn't find the Ksav Yichus. No, Vayigoy Alu Min HaKohune. So they passed them from Kohune. They said, no Tiki Nawashi. No Ksav Yichus. So you passed Min HaKohune. Vayoyma Hatir Shoso Lohem. So Nehemiah told them, Asher lo yoichlu mikoydish hakodoshim. Kodshi kodoshim, that now we're coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Now we have a Beis HaMikdosh. Now we have Kobonis. Rabboisa, you can eat kodish kodoshim. Ad amoyit koin lo urim elutumim. That means you can only eat kodish kodoshim when Mashiach will come. Now the vial, you don't have sufficient biru that you're kahanim. So kodesh kadoshim, you can't eat. Omalem, harei atem becheskaschem b'meheisem oichlim begoyle. You're becheskas kahanim, that means begoyle, bekotshe hagvu. That means, in Goyle, in Bobo, you ate Kotshi Agvu. We'll see that was Trume. Avkan be Kotshi Agvu. So he can also, in Eretz Yisrael, you can eat Kotshi Agvu. Trume you'll be able to eat. But Kodesh Kodoshim, that means what you were eating till now, we would love to passel you. We'd love to do that. That means that we'll see something very fishy over here. Noiches, that's, we'd love to pass you, but our hands are tied. Godol chazok, you were musik to eat truma till now. We can't stop you from eating truma. That's chazok. But till now you weren't eating kochim. There's no Beis HaMikdosh. Kochim, you're not going to get the right to eat kochim, because we hold your posel kahanim. That's what they, so they did this in the Al Koponim, when they weren't, whatever there was no chazaka on, they passed them. Frek de gemore, vi salke deitach malin minesias kapayin leyuchsin. So that means, so what did they say? So they said as follows, that whatever you did till now, you can continue doing. But kochim, we won't let you eat.
Wie salke deitach mal, und so hat's mit Duchening, Duchening, that's Chazake, they duchen den in Bobo, so they'll duchen here also. Wie salke deitach mal, in a sieis kapayin le juchsen, hani, kiven de polse yedayu, osi lasu kinu. So the Gemara says, that means batuchen deiduchen, so they duchen Eretz Yisrael also, so, so you defeated your purpose. So they're gonna duchen already, they're gonna duchen, so, malin, minasis kapayin le yuchsen, yuchsen is kochim also, that means if there's a din malin, so nechem you didn't accomplish anything. What did he say? He said, duchen and don't need kochim. If they duchen, they're gonna need kochim pretty soon. You're gonna stand there the whole time, nechem you. If you let them duchen, so they're gonna eat kochim pretty soon. Cause malin and the sea is kapayla yusim. Honey, keep the pulse, you die also the sekino. So the Gemara says, shani hoche de reyech eskayo. No, don't worry about it. Fakel, since when they came to Eretz Yisroel, so they have a stempel on themselves. They duchen, but they don't eat kochim. That means when they come to Eretz Yisroel, so this anhogi started off with them. Such a person, don't worry about it. For him, they won't be malim minasis kapayim liyuksin. Dilei teima hochi, what are you asking on me? Laman doma malim mitruma liyuksin, kibin doch libe truma aso sekinu. Elala mishum dereya chiskayu. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Gidoilo, no, before. Lisa Misa imzorhu loyhoyoichel trume shuavin Misa. The Isa Ressa kaisavoch atam loyzorim blavabo machalessa esse. Doyle chazokish and bezn yechoylem lohoitzi dove mechazkosse. Bikshu ksova mamas yachsim shi kahanim sheirim. Fishi ischatnu kahanim begoyle begoye oritz. Viyodu lehem bonim. Kedersi besefer esse. Vahim chalola. Mutsuch vani lodim begoyle. Lishyacha is those who are born in the Goyla Lishyacha Sholom in a Goyla Shos Vibinyin Sheini. V'yigoya lo nifsulu miloshin lechem a Goyal. Atir Shoso nehu nechem ye ben chakalya. V'chen kosu b'sefer Ezra. Adamoit koin lo urim lo tumim. Ka'odem shayim lo chaveri at shiyove ya Mashiach. That means till Mashiach comes, you're not gonna eat kochim. Durum betumin lehava b'migdosheini, shenechsu hamisha dvom, kedabrinim b'sayda yume. So that means, till Mashiach, you can't eat kodesh. Mikodesh ha-gadoshim, davke mikodshi ha-migdosh paslinu, avotrumish ha-yagilum bo begoylo, lo yosa lai, kodnasa mishim duchu zegubo. Kodshi ha-gvul, trumish, inehegis begvulen, chutz la-migdosh l-irishalayim. Afkam bekotche gvul. Medomer Rabbi Yosi gdoi lechazok, shvami no, nesi is kapay nami leyos alayu, shehirzu kubo begvulam. Visalke daitoch, that you're masik, min nesi is kapay nami leyos alayu, nosal sakinu, umayilu betakantok, mosishani yoch dlek lemeichesh le sakinu. Here, nothing was going to happen. Do reyach is kayo, shekol royim shakana moichlum kotche amigdosh. Vehem ein am Euchlem. Yeish kan heke godo shesh bem tzabsu. Aber shal b'nei yodem. Kein bizman hazeh. That we don't have any akeirem. Loi lamalem in his siyas kapayim liyuchsen. Dili teima ochi dal da somer shesh bem heke. Trumenami tik shlaman diyom amalem in trumen liyuchsen.